Welcome to Mac Break. I'm Leo Laporte, and he's back, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, the Michael Jackson of AppleScript, the Albert Schweitzer of Automator. Ladies and gentlemen, Sal Segoyan.
Thank you very much, Leo. It's a joy to be back here again.
Well, you know, the one we did together, the 20-minute Automator demo, was just far and away. Everybody loved it. It's one of the most popular episodes we've ever done. So we thought we'd have you come back and just do, you know, a series of tips for us.
Sure. All right. Be glad to.
So problem number one we're going to solve today, without any additional software, you can't browse your media very easily without opening, say, iPhoto or some tool.
Yeah.
We're going to make that easy.
There's a common problem that people face who work with movies, and your team here, I'm sure,
they know.
Knows it very well. If you want to browse movies on a Mac, probably the best way is to set into column view and then, you know, pick a folder, and then
right.
You have to select a movie, and then you watch that particular little segment here in this window,
tiny
and you
movie.
Go to the next one, yeah. And you try to watch that. And even when you find the movie that you want, you know, doing something with that particular clip is cumbersome. It involves opening up other applications and doing right. things. But Automator can make it easy to browse your media either from the desktop or using the Spotlight technology in the OS. Let me show you how.
Let's see how. So Automator really is about workflows and improving your workflow. This is a classic workflow issue, right?
It's totally.
Finding a film movie so you can use it.
Yeah, and it's more than just a workflow. It's about creating tools for yourself.
That's what I
like. That you can use over and over
right.
and over and over
I mean,
again.
I would try to find a shareware program to do this or something, but why
yeah.
when I can do this?
You paid for the Mac OS. There it is.
Right.
It's
right.
yours to use. So this is going to be a very simple workflow. We're going to create a desktop movie browsing tool.
Okay.
And it's going to have one action in it. And I'm going to choose to go to Safari, which you might not think is the category I want to go to, but there is an action in there called Browse Movies.
Wow, that's interesting.
And it says this action displays the given movie files in Safari.
Huh.
Well, I'm going to drag that into our workflow.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to go to the File menu and choose Save as Plugin. And
that's
again,
it?
Yep. And again, this is the amazing architecture behind Automator in that
right.
you can save your workflows so that they're at the point of need, where
right.
you need them in the operating
right.
system by saving them as plugins. And we're going to call this Browse Selected Movies.
World's simplest Automator script.
World's simplest Automator okay. workflow.
So you
That's
put
great.
That so that if we right-click in the Finder, it will show up.
Well, let's try it out and find
okay.
out. So I'm going
to
open
Back
up
to our
here.
Movie folder.
Let's go to Movies folder. Let's open up this, and let's select all of these.
Okay.
And then I'm going to right-click on them.
All right.
I'm not quite used to your mouse. And you'll see that since we saved it as a plugin to the Finder, it shows up in the Finder contextual
okay.
menu. I'm going to choose Browse Selected Movies. At the top, you can see that the workflow is in action.
Here's Safari.
And let me close right. this. And you'll see that
oh,
it opens
that.
Up a window. And it displays the first movie in the list, and then you can use these
buttons. I've never seen Safari do this. That's amazing.
To navigate between them.
Have you ever seen Safari do this? That's incredible.
And you can also select movies from by clicking on the list over here if you want to jump ahead to a particular movie.
Because you have the it's almost like Windows Media Player where you have a playlist and you can click. I shouldn't say those words next to it. Now, is this something that you can get to in any other way in Safari, or is this something that just Automator has exposed?
It's something that Automator does.
That's really
Automator
neat.
Takes the information about the movie files and it generates this HTML page that you're seeing here.
So Automator's actually made a page, a web page.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
Wow.
And on automator.us, which is my website for Automator, we've placed an installer that will give you additional tools to just this as well. There are some scripts up there that once you run this little installer, the scripts will show up here in your script menu called Movie Browser Actions, and then you can do things with these particular sets of movies. For example, you can add it to an iDVD menu,
That's
you can
great.
Create a new mail message with it, create a workflow with it, duplicate the file, import it into an iMovie project, open it in the QuickTime Player, or even play it full screen just by going like this, and the scripts run.
Wow.
And display the.
Are those Apple scripts?
Those are Apple scripts which work directly with the Safari browser
right.
to display this content and then to do things with it as well.
That's the real strength of this platform, that because Apple has put it together this way, it really is possible to create these things that interact with each other so
oh, yeah.
smoothly.
Integration
so,
is the key to Mac
really
OS X. That's really
yeah.
what it's about.
Yeah.
So this will close on its own after a certain period of time.
This is the new store in New
yeah,
York.
Yeah, this is
Have
the new
Have you been
store
there?
I'm looking forward to going to that
oh,
store.
Man.
I really want
I
to go.
I hear this is incredible. That there's no wires in the elevator. It's all hydraulic, so you just feel like you're floating down into the glass.
Right.
Oh.
So there's a simple one action workflow that we can use to browse
movies. Simple.
Now let's take a look at another way that we can also browse movie content, not particularly from the Finder, but globally throughout the entire hard disk.
Okay.
And multiple hard disks if they're mounted as well. Let's use Automator to create a workflow that will use the Spotlight technology to find the movies that we're looking for of a certain category and then browse those.
Okay.
So we'll go to the Spotlight group here. And then we'll add the Spotlight action by just dragging it out into the workflow window. And you'll notice that it is the same Spotlight interface that you're used to elsewhere on the computer.
It's the window.
It is exactly the same architecture, that same power. But what I'm going to do here is I'm going to limit the search to just movies by typing the word kind, colon, movie.
So effectively, you're making a search that you're going to save
yes.
as part of your Automator action.
Yes. So you can see that it's already going out through the entire operating system throughout the whole hard disk and finding all the movies.
Important distinction, though, every time you run this action, it'll do a new search.
Yes.
So it's not saving these files from this time.
No.
It's an action that's
You're saving the search.
The search itself.
Not the files themselves.
Not the results. Okay.
So then let's go back to that Safari action that we had for, which is called Browse Movies.
Look at that.
And now let's save this as a plug-in to the script menu. And we're going to call it Find and Browse Movies.
So this is going to look for every movie on the hard drive using Spotlight and then open them.
Well, not everyone, just the ones that we want.
Just the .mov.
For example, let's go up to the script menu now, and you can see that there's a choice Find and Browse Movies. And when it runs, oops, I'm sorry.
I saw a stop sign.
I forgot to change the workflow to make sure that the action shows when the workflow is run.
So in other words, it did it.
It did it, but
it didn't show you anything.
That's right. So I'm going to just quit this right now and then go back here and choose Find and Browse Movies. Now you get the search window show up. And now we can further refine the workflow by adding a space there and typing something like Fifth Avenue.
So it's giving you an opportunity before it opens Safari to modify the search
refine it to find exactly what you're looking for. And now if I click the continue button, now it will create the browse window like
Got
I did
it.
Before, and now you can go ahead and browse.
So some Automator actions allow you to kind of have that user interaction in the middle of the Automator script.
Yes. The action itself has an option, if you click the disclosure triangle, to show the action UI when it's run.
So by not when you didn't do that, there was no interaction.
Exactly, and that's why
it
didn't show up before.
So you need to click that box. That's actually, we've learned something, that you need to click that box so that you can interact with
Yes.
it. Cool.
Good save, Leo.
Yes.
So there's two different workflows right there that you can use to browse movies. There's one that you can browse from the desktop, and now you have one that you can access from the script menu to find movies anytime that you want.
Yeah, it'd be great. Movies is fine, but I also have a lot of pictures on the hard drive. I wish we had a way to do that.
Well, you can do that as well using Automator, and I'm going to show you a workflow.
You're kidding
We're going to create a workflow that lets you browse your iPhoto library anywhere in the operating system without having to have iPhoto open.
See, now that's cool, because you can in iLife, you can always get the media browser and you can look at your pictures, but
yes.
this will be in any application.
In any application.
An iLife style browser.
In any.
iLife
style.
Right, let's see. All right.
So we're going to.
I don't believe.
We're going to select iPhoto, and we're going to choose the Ask for Photos action, and we're just going to drag that in here. And this action, when it's run, will present a media picker from which you can access your images.
Okay.
Now I'm also going to follow this up with an action called Open Images in Preview, which is in the Preview action group.
Right.
Just in case I want to open the selected images up in Preview, I'll leave that as an option. Now let's save this as a plug-in to the script menu again.
This is where playing with Automator a lot is really helpful, because you can kind of get an idea. See, for me, I wouldn't know. I would have to experiment to figure out what it's going to do. So it's helpful to play with it and to watch people like Sal work with it.
So if I'm in Mail and I'm creating a new message in Mail and I want to add a photo from my iPhoto library, I can just go Browse iPhoto Library, and you can see that the media picker for iPhoto shows up here. I can find the image that I'm looking for and then just drag it right into
Why did you have the preview part of the Automator in there? Because you never really used that.
Well, that's an option. I left that option in there in case I wanted to do something with the images beyond just drag them.
So you can expand this.
Yeah. So you could just go like this and say, okay, I'd like these two here, and just click choose.
By choosing, this will give you...
and then they'll open up and I can do something with them in preview. It's just an option I leave.
It's one more thing.
Yes.
Okay, that's great.
So there's an example of using Automator to create media browsers in your operating system to find the movies that you want, to find the images you want, and then do something with them.
Now, the good news is you don't have to have this memorized and copy every step Sal just
that's
took
right.
because he's got it online.
If you go to automator.us, click the examples tab there, and you'll go down and see a section on media browsers. You can download and install both different types of media
That's
browsers
great.
With the additional scripts and follow the entire tutorial yourself right here.
And I'm going to do that because especially that second one looks really useful. I mean, that would be a great thing to have in mail. Sal Segoyan, he's the greatest AppleScript product manager and the king of Automator, and we're glad to have you on MacBreak.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming by.
Yeah.
We'll see you on another episode. Stay here.